Brooklyn's Radio believes your health matters.
So, yes, I'm talking today to Kim Searle. Kim is a coach. She's worked for nearly 20 years in the therapy business, combining it with her work in the telecoms industry. But we'll let Kim tell us a little bit more about that in a minute. Today we're going to be talking about stress. Good afternoon, Kim.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me here today.
It's lovely to have you here, Kim. Let's start first of all, when maybe you can tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started doing what you're doing today.
Yes, of course. Thank you. So you're quite right, I've worked in the telecoms industry for 20, 25 years, and I've done stress and anxiety really, really well. As a project manager, we were always under timelines and difficulties to get things fixed quickly. So I didn't appreciate what I was experiencing was anxiety and stress. So it was a news to me when I started to seek out my own help. That I realised that I had a problem. And it was as a result of that that I started to train and went through various trainings, counselling, coaching, NLP, cognitive hypnotherapy. And actually, when I set out on my own, I decided I was actually going to work with people who had stress and anxiety because I could identify with it so very well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as I said earlier on, It was National Stress Awareness Day yesterday, so it's great to have you on the show this week. Tell us a little bit about how stress manifests itself in our world.
Yes, and I think the thing is that everybody is very different. So stress is an umbrella for the different ways that it can manifest in people. So for some people it can be very much a mental thing where they become overwhelmed, almost to the point where they're expressing extreme emotions. Maybe their thinking has become faulty in that they are doing obsessive thinking, controlling thinking, or just that their brain never turns off. And these are just examples of how we do it in our head. For others, it's just purely emotional. You'll see that they get really irritable, they get short-tempered, or they become impatient. And, you know, everything is a bit of a drama for them when they're feeling very stressed. And likewise, on the physical side, people can become suddenly increasing colds and flu, viral infections, clumsy, sleep issues, and fatigue, making more mistakes. So there's lots of different ways that stress can be in our world, and we don't even know it half the time. We don't link it to what's going on in our world, and I think that is something that if people could just become more aware of, then I think that could help a great deal in them starting to do something positive for themselves.
Yeah, I think you're right. We don't always know, do we? We're sometimes the last to know, and there might be some sort of behaviour that you suddenly recognise you've got and you're not sure where it's come from. So why is it that we're often the last person to notice how stressed we are?
Because we live with ourselves all the time, and a lot of stress is internal. It only when it starts to become external that people are beginning to pick it up. But for us, it's almost become normal behaviour. So we're almost blasé to what's going on. And we may notice that we've been a bit sort of grumpy, or, you know, we've had a few colds, but we don't necessarily join the dots ourselves. But people are getting an overall picture. They can see everything, whereas we're not necessarily good at looking at ourselves that way.
Mm. With me, I get grumpy. Or I get a bit snappy with people, and I often have to apologise afterwards. Perhaps you can give us some tips to manage our stress levels.
Yes, apart from the usual ones that you see online, talking about looking after yourself in terms of making sure you have a good diet, drink lots of water, make sure you have rest, exercise. For me, as a therapist, what I'd like to see people do more is pause. Is to stop and breathe, because I think we've got ourselves into a cycle where we just are running 100 miles an hour all the time, and we expect that we should be able to continue to do that, but we're human and we need downtime. And particularly men and women in their 40s and 50s, where they've got possibly a growing family, they've got a career and suddenly they've got parents who are aging as well, they may not realise that they've got no time for themselves at all until it's too late, and then they're already in the stress levels and it's off the scale.
Mm.
So create more space, breathe, and create better habits to support you, because I think we give our time away very easily, whereas sometimes a well-intentioned no would actually help us a lot better.
Mm. Yeah, I think the ability to say no is a big one. It's something I've had to learn as I've got older, that I have to not say yes quite as readily as I would do normally. And something that certainly works for me is meditation. I try and get up every morning and meditate, and if I miss it for any element of time, then I can really notice a difference.
And that's absolutely brilliant, Jill, because meditation or mindfulness, if you haven't got time to sit for any length of time, is a really good way of getting in touch and creating that space.
Mm.
So if people can do that, I would thoroughly recommend it, because it's really important.
Mm.
And if I may just suggest one other thing, which is change our thinking around it, because stress is generally where we just feel completely under pressure and we don't know that we can carry on coping. Change our thinking about how we look at the stress, and realise that we don't have to do everything or be everything.
Mm.
Start to knock some things off your to-do list or delegate.
Yeah, I think that's a really good tip. I know a self-made millionaire, and his motto is good enough. You don't have to be perfect all the time.
I'm going to borrow that, thank you.
I noticed from your website that you've got an online stress management course. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, because I've been working with stress for a long time, my plan was to just put this course together so that people could help themselves quite easily. And it takes us through a process that allows people to, first of all, understand where their stress is, because it needn't be in all areas of life. It might well be, but it might just be in one area of life, work perhaps, or maybe just balancing work and life in a home life. Once you've identified it, the idea is to identify the top six reasons perhaps that we're experiencing stress. And because I'm a therapist, I'm very much looking for the stories that we tell ourselves. I should, I mustn't, I don't, I can't. All the ones that are really, we're doing something, but when you hear those words, what it says is, it's not you wanting to do it. You're doing it because of some obligation, because you don't want to be unloved, a root cause, or because you just feel you have to, another phrase. So I'm looking for those, and my idea is that the people who go through this course will knock those out, and suddenly those saying no, with a good intention, because sometimes it's the right thing to do for you, no this time, not no next time necessarily. I think that makes the biggest difference. And after that, it's helping people to start to develop better habits and, you know, have new ways of being that they can take on going forwards.
Hmm. That sounds very, very helpful. I also noticed that you've got a book, Midlife is Not a Crisis. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Thank you. Well, Midlife is Not a Crisis is actually stemming from my experiences of being stressed and not realising it. And my answer to it was a pattern that I developed. And it, looking back, it was, I don't know how I've missed it, you know, move house, change job, all that stuff, big things. And actually it was because I was stressed and I was having a bit of a mini crisis on each occasion. So I thought what I would do, again, trying to help people help themselves, is to put in there the things that I go through with my clients, so the steps that I would go through, and there are some techniques in that book that can help people through whatever it is they're going on, whether that's physical, mental, or emotional. And for your listeners today, if I may, the one tip that really helps on all those levels is something called EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. And I very often look at, it's an American guy, The Tapping Solution, but they explain it really well. It's a family-run thing, and they will explain how to do it. And it's so powerful because it touches into our mind, our emotions, and our physical being. So the brain's a bit frazzled when we do it. It doesn't know what to do.
No, I think EFT is brilliant. We are running out of time, Kim, so maybe you could give us your website details.
Thank you. It's www.kimsearle.co.uk.
And Searle, just in case anyone doesn't realise, is S-E-A-R-L-E.
That's right, yes, thank you.
Okay, and if people want to contact you, you've got contact details on the website?
Yep, there's phone number or email. Either works for me, thank you.
Brilliant. That's great. Kim, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Oh, thank you very much for your time.
Enjoy thank
you. Enjoy the rest of
your day. You too.
Take care.
Take care. That was Kim Searle talking to us today. Kim is a coach and she's been talking today about stress.
Brooklyn's Radio believes your health matters.